Today is December 12th, 2012. That's right, it's 12-12-12. And everybody's been going crazy with 12-12-12 today. I saw on the news, well, I should say I saw on the morning shows, that a whole bunch of people got married on 12-12-12. And all these crazy women who were pregnant were having C-sections scheduled for 12-12-12. And I don't quite understand it because it's not any different than any other day. People just think it's like a really lucky day. So, of course, all the lottery numbers are going to include 12s and things like that. I don't know. I just think it's crazy. It's just like next week on the 21st, all the predictions of the world is going to end because of the Mayan calendar. No, it's not going to end. So 12-12-12 is just another day, and it's nothing special, and I don't know why people get crazy about it. It's just another day. I don't get it. So the day has pretty much passed. It's like 8 p.m., and the day has gone by without anything different happening or any special luck or anything. I will say that I do have my Powerball tickets for tonight. Not that I'm expecting to win, but, you know, I will. But I didn't put any special numbers. I just, my regular old numbers that I pick every time. So in that big lottery, I won $14. So I was really rich then. Anyway, 12-12-12, no big deal. But I thought it would be interesting to record a podcast on 12-12-12, since this date will not happen again, or not, I should say, a repeated date like this will not happen again in 88 years, something like that. So I'll be long gone before the next one happens. Yeah, no big deal. So over the weekend, we went to a couple holiday parties, and they were two completely different parties. And very interesting, I thought. You know, I like to watch people and see how people react and things like that. And at this one party we went to, it was a friend of ours in D.C., and he had recently broke up with his partner of a couple of years, 3 or 4 years. I can't remember how long they were together. So he has this big house all by himself now. And he just finished a renovation of the kitchen, the basement, and all these different projects he had going on. And the house is absolutely gorgeous. It is just gorgeous. I would love it. I'm sure it's worth probably $1 million or so. And it's in a decent neighborhood, and just a gorgeous house. Absolutely gorgeous. Anyway, at this party, he is a real estate agent, so he invited all of his clients as well as his friends. And I guess what I find interesting about holiday parties is that you invite people from all different aspects of your life, and they don't necessarily have things in common. So we're not the most social people anyway in terms of chatting with total strangers and stuff. We like to get to know people on an individual basis, not in these large groups. So we were kind of standing around and not really mingling with people because we didn't really know anybody there except for the host. We thought we would run into some other people, some other friends who we have in common with this person, but they were not there. So there was a whole bunch of different people there. And we tried to strike up a conversation with this one guy who was from China and has all these businesses and stuff. But it was kind of hard to keep the conversation going because we didn't really have anything in common. So I don't know. I guess I just find it interesting that you go to these parties and all these different people are there, and maybe you weren't quite thinking about who was going to be attending these parties and what would they talk about, what would they have in common, that kind of thing. And some people would probably say, well, that's a good thing because then you could, you know, start a conversation, get to know people and things like that. Well, I thought it was a little uncomfortable myself. I mean, my partner was fine with it, but I was just like, okay, well, I don't know who to talk to. I don't know what to talk about. I don't know these people. I have nothing in common with them. It was just really kind of different for me. I mean, we had a nice time. The food was nice. The house was decorated really, really nicely and all of that. And we stayed for, you know, several hours and had a good time. But I just thought the whole makeup of the party in terms of the people who were invited was just a little different. I guess what I think about is when we have our dinner parties, they're small, less than 10 people probably, and all the people pretty much know each other. Maybe there might be one or two new people, but we have things in common and things to talk about and debates and all that kind of stuff. I guess I don't know why I expect that of a holiday party, but I don't know. It was just different. And that so that was on Saturday night. And then Sunday afternoon, we went to a completely different party. Some wine friends of ours had a party. And again, the makeup of the party was such that we didn't know anybody there except for the host of the party. Mostly this party was made up of family members. Every time someone new came in, they would introduce them as, you know, Uncle so-and-so or Aunt so-and-so or my great aunt or this is my mom. And it was just, again, very awkward because we didn't really know what to talk about with these people because they're not into the wine. They're family members. So I just, that one was actually, I felt more awkward at that one than the first party. Again, because of the makeup of the guests at the party. I don't know. Was that one we only stayed at for like an hour, and then it was like, okay, well, let's go. We do have one more party coming this Friday, and this one will definitely be one where we know lots of people and we have lots of things in common, and I know we'll have a good time because we went to this party last year and just had an absolute blast. So I'm looking forward to this next party coming up on Friday. Really because I'm going to know lots of people there and have lots of things in common to talk with these people about. So that's going to be the party of the year, I think. It will be fun, I'm sure. Moving on to other things, I finally got my Christmas cards done. As you know, I'm not a big Christmas person, but the tradition of sending out Christmas cards is, I still have that. But this year, I kind of agonized over, should I send Christmas cards out? I don't have a whole lot of extra money this year. And, you know, you have to buy the cards, buy the stamps, and then do all that stuff. And then you always feel like you have to write something inside the cards. Well, this year, I didn't write on three-fourths of them, maybe even 90% of them. I did not write anything in the card except for my name. There were a couple individuals who got a sentence or two. But I didn't write anything. And then I think about the people who send out a newsletter in their Christmas card where they recap the year and tell us everything that's happened with their family and their kids and whatever. I thought, well, I could probably do that for me and my partner. But I said, I don't want to waste the time. I don't really care. And generally, I guess cards are more of a courtesy. Like you've been doing it for years, so why stop now? So anyway, I sent out about 36 cards this year. None of them went to any podcasters or listeners, I'm sorry to say. I couldn't afford that. That would be outrageously expensive. I don't know how Big Fatty does it. But I did get my cards finished tonight, and they're going in the mail tomorrow. I spent about less than $30, maybe $28 on cards, and then about, I don't know what stamps cost. I do know they're like 44 cents right now, but I know that that's going up. Maybe it's 45 cents. They're going up to 46 cents. I don't know. So I spent, you know, whatever, $15 on stamps. I can't calculate that right in my head right now. So, you know, I spent a little chunk of money on just Christmas cards. And I still need to go shopping. I don't have that done yet. So I'm not as prepared this year for Christmas. And so far in December, this being the 12th, I have only watched one Christmas movie. We watched The Bishop's Wife, the original one from like 1947 or whenever it was made. But I absolutely love Christmas movies, and I plan to watch a lot more when I'm off from work. But I just haven't had time. I've been so busy this year. I do really want to watch Christmas in Connecticut because that's probably my favorite Christmas movie of all time. Well, for now, for the last couple of years. But, of course, there's lots of other ones I want to watch. It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, Scrooge. I can't think of the other ones right now. But anyway, my point of this whole conversation is that my Christmas cards are done. And I got those ready to go in the mail. Now, switching gears completely, I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, Life on the Shit List, Lotzel, as it's known. their most recent episode, as I've said before, that podcast is, I really like that podcast. It still reminds me of the old days of my other podcast. But anyway, on this podcast, they were talking about religion, and I could relate to almost everything that was said in the podcast, except for some of the experiences of the participants of their past times with religion. But in terms of the way they felt about religion and what religion represents and all that, I completely agree with them. So anyway, if you haven't listened to the latest podcast from Lotzel, you need to check it out, because I think if you have any interest at all in religion or lack thereof, you should listen to the podcast. So, well, anyway, I'm going to wrap this up because it's past 11 minutes and I usually like to keep it at 10 minutes. Anyway, I think that's all for today. So until next time, bye.